I'm Vice Chair of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board and welcome you to our meeting this morning. Our chair will be here shortly. So I thought I'd just start the meeting. And Carol, would you do the roll call for me, please?
Thank you. Daniel Press?
Present.
Monica Hunter?
Here.
Russell Jeffrey?
Present.
Jeffrey Young will be arriving. Gary Shelfoss?
Here.
John Hayashi? Absent.
He's not going to be here today.
Oh, okay. And David Hodgen is also absent.
Right. Thank you, Carol. Mr. Briggs, would you do introductions, please?
Yes, and by the way, I did hear from John Hayashi this morning. He does hope to be here, just said he'd be a little bit later. We just heard from Carol Hewitt, and seated next to Carol is Sherry Corkendall, assisting today, and seated on the other side of Carol is Michael Thomas, our Assistant Executive Officer. And to my left is our counsel from the State Water Resources Control Board, Francis McChesney, and not a court reporter, but plugged into the wall over there is Jorge Leon from the Office of Chief Counsel, State Board, Office of Enforcement. Okay, we've never met, so forgive me for not recognizing you. David Boyers from the Office of Enforcement as well. And we will be hearing from other staff as we proceed through the meeting. Chris Adair in the back of the room has the testimony cards. So if you have not filled one out for the item for which you are interested, if you could please do so and hand that to Chris, and then we'll know who to call for the particular items that you're interested in. We have supplemental sheets for items on the agenda that's information that was prepared after the agenda itself was sent out. And we've sent those to everyone that we know is interested in the items, but in case we missed you, we have extra copies in the back of the room in the box in the corner. So let me run through those items, and you can make sure that you have all the materials and you're up to date. The first one on today's agenda is item 19. That's the Silva resident, Santa Barbara County, and that's the so-called Q&A, question and answer document. Item 20, the Guadalupe Settlement Fund. We have a number of additional materials for that one. Item 22 is Track 1990, Administrative Civil Liability. Item 23 is California Men's Colony, Mandatory Minimum Penalty. We have a letter from California Department of Corrections, as well as a letter from the Sierra Club. Item 24 is also California Men's Colony, and we have the same Sierra Club letter for that one. And by the way, speaking of item 24, that's the Administrative Civil Liability Order for the California Men's Colony. That item is settled, as you may have seen in the newspaper. So there will be no hearing on that, but we are accepting comments on that as that item comes up. And that's it for the supplemental materials, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chair, could I get a copy of the Sierra Club letter?
Sure.
For some reason, I didn't get one.
Chris will get that. Is this an extra? Okay. Thank you. We got it here, Chris.
Thank you.
Pass it on now. Thanks a lot.